All right, as promised, we're going to talk some hockey right now. We are joined by an analyst, NHL analyst for NBC. He had a 20-year NHL career, a two-time Olympian, a nine-time All-Star, 513 goals, 703 assists, third American to score 500 NHL goals, a member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. He is participating in the Legends on the Links Lake Tahoe Sweepstakes. We are joined by Jeremy Roenick. JR, my man, what's up? How are you?
What's up, Jim Rome? Why is it so long between our conversations? I hate it.
JR, that is the best. I couldn't agree more. Very well said. I'm going to try and fix that. Listen, I could talk to you about so many different things, but let me start with the San Jose Sharks, and great to have you back, Jeremy. You played for the Sharks. What kind of emotions were you feeling as you saw St. Louis pull away in Game 6 and end that series?
Well, at least let me preface that I congratulate St. Louis Blues for getting to the finals again after 49 years. For me, the Sharks mean a lot to me. They're very important in my career and my friends that I'm still there, Joe Thornton, Pavelski, Couture, Doug Wilson, the GM. It was painful. There's no question. I know the Sharks fan wants to win the Stanley Cup so bad. Joe Thornton's could go down as one of the best players ever to play a cup, and I don't want that for him. So it was pretty devastating.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. You know, I know you've got a lot of friends there and you got some quality guys. When you think about Joe Thornton, he was asked about his future after the game. Understandably, Jeremy, he didn't want to talk about it. You played with him in San Jose. You know what he's about. How impressed are you with the way he's still playing and what he's still doing?
Well, it gives me hope that maybe he'll come back and play another year.
Sure.
I mean, at 49 years old and he scored 51 points last year. I mean, just think of that. That's with bad knees. He had a bad ankle injury throughout the I really think that with all the guys that San Jose needs to sign in the offseason, Joe Thornton's love of the game, his importance to that team, the fact that Doug Wilson will probably allow him to do whatever he wants. I can see Joe coming back and playing for a huge pay decrease and play another year and try one more time with the team that he has, because he believes that this is the best opportunity he's ever had, the best team he's ever had. So, you know, don't be surprised if you see Joe Thornton play for $1 million next year and with that pay decrease allow, you know, Timo Meier to sign, Joe Pavelski to sign, and keep some of the, you know, the main nuts and bolts of that team.
That's the thing. They were so banged up in that series. Carlson, Hurdle, Pavelski. If they can make another run at it, get healthy, they'd certainly have a look at it. We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. You know, Jeremy, it bears repeating. It's already been stated, but the St. Louis Blues were dead last in January, and now they're in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, how do you explain a turnaround like that? How did they get right?
Well, number one, goaltending. You know, if you have a good goaltender, it changes the whole makeup of your team. It changes the identity of the team. It changes the confidence of the team. You put a coach in there who was a lifelong fighter, a lifelong grinder, a guy that understands how to deal with players, how to deal with guy core players, with wing players. Craig Berube went in there and created an atmosphere and just a mentality of work, trust, and accountability. And I can't be more happy for him. I think he's the coach of the year, in my opinion, because to go from last now to the Stanley Cup in 5.5 months is it's I don't think it's been done before, maybe once. Maybe.
Jeremy Roenick joining us. No, I mean, to that point, and you mentioned this, JR, off the very top, I mean, it's been nearly a half a century since the Blues have been in the position they're in right now. How much does that mean to their fan base? You did touch on how badly the San Jose Shark fans want it, but what about St. Louis? What does that mean to their fan base?
Might be double.
Right.
I really think the St. Louis Blues fans that are so passionate, it is a baseball hockey town. It's not a football town. It's not a basketball town. It's really not a college town. They love their Blues, and they've never won a cup. 50 years since they've been in the Stanley Cup final. I was there the other day, and I can't tell you how gracious they were to me, number one. And believe me, I was a Blackhawk. They have every reason to hate me.
Right.
But they love the game. They respect the game. They appreciate the game. And I think that city would go off the handle if they won a cup.
And they love their team so much, but nobody more so, Jeremy, than Blues superfan Layla Anderson, who has a rare immune disease. It's been a huge part of the run. You had a chance to speak with her before Game 3. What was that experience like, and how impressive is she?
It was so emotional. You know, you think about sports, you think about a lot of things, and then you talk to someone who has an ailment like Layla has. Only 15 people in the world have what she has. It's a rare genetic mutation disease. And her ability to be happy and upbeat and so loving life. You know, the St. Louis Blues helped her find a match for her marrow match.
Bone marrow.
And the Sudies are fighting for Layla. So inspirational, man.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. It really is amazing. She is amazing. It is amazing. And then you've got the Bruins, JR, who've been resting and waiting. How do you see the matchup between the Bruins and the Blues?
Two very, very similar teams. Very defensive-oriented. They both have offensive superstars, obviously with Marchand and then Tarasenko. Great defense. But I'll tell you what, the size of St. Louis could be the difference in the series. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, whereas the Bruins are a little bit smaller, but don't mind getting hit around. It's how much they can take, and, you know, it's going to come down to the goaltenders. Can Binnington continue to be, you know, the super rookie, or is Rask going to prove to everybody in Boston and around the world that he can get the job done? The two best goaltenders are still playing.
Jeremy Roenick joining us. Jeremy, I hate to get into it, but the officiating has certainly been with some controversy this postseason. What do you make of the job they've done? And when you consider everything that rides on the playoff games, should there be an expansion of replays for the officiating?
Yeah, it's a great question. And then it's unfortunately the referees have been too much of the story throughout these playoffs. You want the players to be the story. They do have the toughest job in sports. It's one of the fastest games on the planet and one of the most physical. Human error is always going to be a part of it. But when you have an ability to use replay to make sure you get the call right, especially in the biggest time of the year, having the most impactful calls during games, I believe that they should use the replay or at least use the extra official that's in the arena watching the game that could make calls from the press box. But the league knows that there are holes. They know that they have to get better, and I'm sure they'll be addressing them in the offseason.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. Now, you're a part of the Legends on the Lynx event in Lake Tahoe in July. It benefits USA Hockey. What does the sweepstakes involve, and what does the winner get?
I think this is going to be really cool. You know Lake Tahoe, the celebrity tournament, is my favorite week of the year. It's where the biggest celebrities, the biggest athletes come to play golf, and up in Lake Tahoe, it's the American Century Celebrity Challenge. So what we're doing is we're myself, Joe Pavelski of the Sharks, TJ Oshie from the Washington Capitals, and Mike Modano, the Hall of Famer, one of my good buddies. We are raffling off a trip for two to Lake Tahoe in July. Airline, hotel, tickets to the weekend. You have the ability to caddy for one of us during the Pro-Am. So that means coming onto the driving range, hanging out with, you know, guys like Charles Barkley and Tony Romo and Alfonso Ribeiro, you just name it. You know, rub shoulders with them, take pictures with them. You'll have a private dinner with Joe, TJ, Mike, and I, which will probably end up being a four-hour, lots of bottles of wine, lots of stories, you know, up personally and up close. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime, legendsonthelinks.com to buy your sweepstakes ticket. And even if you don't win, we're giving away shirts and hats, and signed pictures. So a lot of fun things to look at. But it'll be one of the best weekends that you'll ever have. And it's once-in-a-lifetime right now. It's the first time we've ever done it.
That is awesome. What a great sweepstakes that is. Listen, before you go, it benefits USA Hockey, and you are one of the legends of USA Hockey. How much did it mean to you to wear the red, white, and blue?
Well, listen, I'm one of the most patriotic people in the world. I get emotional when I hear the anthem. I love our military.
put on the red, white, and blue and represent a country rather than a city is the best gratification you can have. And hopefully I represented it well, and I will always love the red, white, and blue.
Absolutely. Two-time Olympian, 20-year NHL career, an NHL analyst for NBC, and he is participating in the Legends on the Links, the Lake Tahoe sweepstakes. It is an amazing sweepstakes. You should enter that right now. Jeremy Roenick, my guest. JR, good to have you back. Sorry it had been so long, but it's great to have you on. Thanks so much.
All right, that means I'll talk to you next week. Talk to you next week. It sounds good.
Talk to you tomorrow, Jeremy. Talk to you next hour, Jeremy. Talk to you next segment, Jeremy. You got it. Jeremy Roenick, all-time favorite. All right, that's JR talking some hockey. How do you see that matchup? St. Louis and Boston.